Blog Talk Radio.
Mode One.
I want to rock with you.
You are now listening to Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry.
The following internet radio show is for mature audiences only. That means, boys and girls, you must be 18 years of age or older to listen.
Are you a man who has tried your hand at online dating and online matchmaking services, but you have failed to experience any of the desired results that you truly wanted? Have you been on a site such as Match.com or eHarmony and found that women just bypassed your online profile for days, weeks, or months? Well, my guest tonight may have a solution to your problem. My guest is an entrepreneur who specializes in helping single heterosexual men achieve better results in their online dating efforts. He gives men advice on how to write an online profile that really resonates with women of interest and provokes them to respond to you. Matter of fact, he takes it a step further and invites men to totally outsource their online profiles to a company that he oversees. Who is this man who is trusted by many men across the country to help them achieve better results and more romantic success with women while using the internet? His name is Scott Valdez, and tonight, Mr. Valdez will share a few of his business secrets for success as he chooses to get upfront and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry.
Oh my God, is this Alan Roger Curry of Mode One fame? Oh my God,
you're really good at this.
I gotta ask you, do you feel that black men have some type of unwritten obligation to date and marry someone in a race? You do?
I think they do. I think white people should date white people. I think black people should date black people.
Now, how did you come up with this idea to go to Italy with the women?
With the women, right. I just got so tired of hearing all my male friends talk about Brazil and how great Brazil is for them.
When I was growing up, I would go and hear about black women complaining about white women are stealing our men. Don't complain about your goods being stolen if you casually leave them on the front porch.
Have sex. Enjoy your life.
You know, men really want women to have standards. They really do. And I don't know how we got off of the mark there, but men do like classy women, and they want women to have standards.
I think you can be single and be very, very happy, and I think it's about taking the pressures off about being married.
I'm not saying that you should disrespect a woman. Never disrespect your woman, but the key is to not let her walk all over you.
Romantic love is very volatile. People don't realize it. And it is a drug. People don't realize it. Men and women do stupid things. Not all men, but sometimes you'll do something stupid.
I think it's a turn-on because just to see that person, just to enjoy themselves and just to watch them touching that person and making them feel good, I think that's kind of sexy, actually.
Yo, yo, Mode One. This is Gerard McClendon from Chicago Tonight and the McClendon Report. Right now you're listening to Upfront and Straightforward with my good friend, Alan Roger Curry. Mode One, let the women know, fellas, what you're really thinking. Ha-ha, Alan Roger Curry.
We'll be right back.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. We're on the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network, and I'm your host, Alan Roger Curry. And today is Thursday, March 8th, and tonight we're going to talk to an up-and-coming entrepreneur who has invested a lot of time trying to refine the means in which people, and particularly single men, operate on online dating sites, online matchmaking sites. So we've had a few episodes in the past that dealt with online dating and the ins and outs of online dating and the pros and cons of online dating. And this show will take an interesting look at a new service that this entrepreneur and his two companies provide, again, to single heterosexual men who tend to regularly or semi-regularly engage in online dating activities. I have to remind everyone, next week I will not be on the air live. I will not be on the air live next week. Next week I will not be on the air live because I will be in Las Vegas for the Direct Dating Summit USA. That's going to be in Las Vegas on March 17th and 18th, March 17th and 18th. I'm very much looking forward to it. As you know, I participated in a Direct Dating Summit in London, and I had a great time, and that was in November of 2010. And now Sasha, who I had on the show about a month ago, he is bringing the Direct Dating Summit to the United States, and it's going to be in Vegas next weekend. So I will not have a show, but I will return 2 weeks from tonight, and the subject is going to be about divorce. I know a lot of people don't really like talking about divorce, but that's going to be my subject 2 weeks from tonight. 2 weeks from tonight, I'm going to be talking about a gentleman who has this interesting event. It's called the Divorce Expo. I never knew anything like that existed. Matter of fact, I found out about it from one of my guests. If you remember, I had a guest on my show a couple weeks ago by the name of Michelle Talbert. And she was telling me about this event called the Divorce Expo. So she ended up giving me details of the event, and the guy who organizes that event will be on my show in 2 weeks, 2 weeks from tonight. He will be on my show. But again, next week I will not have a show. Now, I have love for all my listeners all across the country, all across the world, but no group of listeners do I have more love for than my chat room listeners, And I don't have my normal regulars in the room right now, but I got at least a few of them, starting with my most loyal listener. She's the biggest Ohio State Buckeye fan on Blog Talk Radio. She's the biggest Miami Heat fan on Blog Talk Radio. And she just goes to a concert every week. Nobody I know goes to as many concerts as this woman. And she goes by the name Adrian. Adrian. And her chat room name is Diva392340. That's right, Diva392340. I just change her dimensions every other week. No, she actually goes by Diva362636. I got Aaron2213 in my chat room. Aaron is a loyal listener. I got Mystical. Mystical is in my chat room, another regular listener of mine. I got Sweet and Friends is in my chat room. I got Global Professional in my chat room. Diva said, my ass is not that big. Hey, men love big asses. And I got a few guests in my chat room. Other shout-outs would be my older brother and Ace Confidant, Stephen Curry, my younger cousins, at the ball in Maplewood, New Jersey, Christopher Curry in Detroit, Michigan. I got J.P. Jones in Chicago, Illinois. I got a number of other cousins, close friends. Philip Pulliam and his older brother, Irvin. Z. Pulliam III, EVP3. That's right. Edie Lee Harris, Vanessa Turner, all the lovely ladies of my Facebook female supporters group, That's right. Somebody said, let's hear it for big asses. That's what I'm talking about. Well, my Bulls are on a streak. They playing Orlando tonight. Derrick Rose came up big last night. He came up big, hit a shot at the buzzer. D. Rose, they call him the Windy City Assassin. He came up big last night. Tonight, they're actually playing the Orlando Magic. And Orlando is actually beating them right now, and I don't like that. Right now, Orlando is up 84-79, and I'm not feeling that. That makes me upset. Other games tonight, Dallas at Phoenix is tonight. In the sports world, big news in my native state, Indiana. Peyton Manning is no longer the quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts. If you're not a Colts fan, if you didn't grow up in Indiana, it's probably not that big a deal to you, but if you are a Colts fan or you're from Indiana, that's a real big deal. That's like, that would be the equivalent to Magic Johnson not being on the Lakers or Michael Jordan not being a Bull. If I had to compare it to another football, it would be like when Joe Montana, I don't know if you remember, when Joe Montana left the 49ers and he ended up going to the Kansas City Chiefs. That's kind of how this is. I mean, within the next 2 to 3 weeks, Peyton Manning will be on a new team. I can't even picture Peyton Manning in a uniform other than the Colts. I really can't. It's going to be weird to see him in a uniform other than the Colts. I was watching this HBO special about Joe Namath, which was really, really good. And I remember towards the end of his career, he went to the Los Angeles Rams. And he just didn't look right in that uniform. You know, everybody was used to him in a Jets uniform, and then he was in a L.A. Rams uniform, and it just looked weird. So anyway, that's how I feel about Peyton Manning. Now going to my industry, talk radio, a big apology this weekend. Rush Limbaugh called a woman a slut and a prostitute. And he ended up losing advertiser after advertiser, sponsor after sponsor. And he had to apologize. And a lot of people are not accepting his apology. And guess who came to his defense, surprisingly? Bill Maher. Now, as you know, Rush Limbaugh is far on the right. Bill Maher is pretty much on the left. I ain't going to say he's far on the left, but he's pretty much. He kind of considers himself an independent, but he's mostly on the left. But he came to the defense of Rush Limbaugh. He said that liberals are making a mistake by not accepting his apology. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting how this all plays out, because I don't know if you know, but Rush Limbaugh is one of the highest paid radio personalities in the country, if not the highest. In 2008, he signed an 8-year, $400 million contract. 8-year, 400 That means he makes roughly $50 million a year. The only person I think who's in his same ballpark is Howard Stern. Howard Stern makes in that area. He makes either a little bit more or a little bit less. But, yeah, Rush Limbaugh makes a lot of money on the radio, but he has lost a lot of sponsors because of him calling Sandra Fluke a slut and a prostitute. So there you go. I see Apple Capital Group in my chat room, Brown Man 77 in my chat room. Welcome, welcome. And, yeah, so Rush Limbaugh, wow. Did you hear about the black woman who's 81 years old that won $331 million in the lottery? Wow. Man. Wow. Shoot, I need to call her up and ask her if she needs, you know, somebody to mow her lawn, somebody to clean her basement, something. Brother, you know, trying to look out for her and get a little something, something. Yeah, so, no, I'm happy for the woman. She, you know, that just shows. You ain't never too old to experience some excitement in your life. And she's 81 years old, won 331. Somebody said that's her grand auntie. Hey, I know a lot of people are going to come out the woodwork claiming that she that long-lost aunt, grandmother, something. Yeah, matter of fact, I almost feel sorry for her that she's going to have all these parasites trying to mooch off of her money. Anyway, I'm going to take an intermission break, but when I get back, I will be introducing my guest for the evening. So, Don't go anywhere. I will be right back.
Can you feel the tension? You know what's coming up next, don't you? You all know what's coming up next. So, what can I tell you? I'm excited. I'm standing backstage and I'm all jittery. It's the moment we've all been waiting for. What can I tell you? I read this guy's book about 2 years ago, and this is some of the most powerful shit I've read. The guy's mind-blowing. He's got a radio show. He's been all over the place. He's got crazy fans. He's amazing at what he does. He loves helping people as well. This guy will go on for hours and hours, even if it's like one person or 100 people. He doesn't give a shit. He'll stand there and he'll help people and help them and help them and just keep it. And he loves this stuff. He's passionate about it. He changed my life. He's changing everybody's life in the room and thousands of people. And he's amazing. I'm really happy. I consider him one of my mentors. I love the guy. Please go crazy for Alan Roger Curry.
I need to know what you said to the Japanese girl on roller skates.
I went up to her. I said, "You got a talent for this rollerblading thing." And that was probably the only moment when she was smiling. She was like, "Yes, I love to rollerblade." I said, "Well, to be quite frank with you, I didn't give a fuck about rollerblading." I said, "Your ass looks so juicy in that, what is that, spandex?" And she was like, "Oh, my God, I mean, would you just come to Venice Beach to just look at women's asses?" I was like, "Is that a trick question?"
Please visit www.mode1.net for more information on the Direct Approach Dating Summit 2010 DVD. Are you an expert and/or book author who offers men and women products and services related to dating and relationships? If you have a new product, a valuable service, or upcoming event or speaking presentation that you would like to advertise on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network that is guaranteed to hit your target demographic audience, then look no further than Blog Talk Radio's number one talk radio podcast program for active dating singles. Upfront and
Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry has had more episodes ranked number one in the category of romance, dating and relationships, love and sex, and overall self-help for singles than any other talk radio podcast program on the entire Blog Talk Radio network since January of 2008. I will help you advertise any product, service, or event that is designed to help men and women improve their love lives, sex lives, and overall social lives. Please write me at Blog Talk Radio Advertising at mode1.net. That's MODEONE.net. Don't wait. Do it now.
Single, lonely, confused, join me. I invite you to listen to the most informative and entertaining talk radio show on the internet for single men and single women looking to enhance their social lives, love lives, and or sex lives. Get on the phone right now and tell one or two of your single friends to listen to Upfront and Straightforward with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. on the West Coast, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network.
We now return to Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network. Welcome back to another episode of Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. My guest for the evening was born in Chicago, and he was raised in the Atlanta metropolitan area, and he went on to attend the University of Georgia, where he gained a bachelor's in marketing, and he graduated magna cum laude. That means he was a very intelligent, or if not a very intelligent, at minimum, a very studious young man. But he went on to become the co-founder and president of Virtual Dating Assistance. And Virtual Dating Assistance is the first company to enable busy singles, to outsource their online dating needs and desires, and the company handles everything from profile creation to online interaction and effectively brings online dating offline for its clients by setting them up with dates that meet their specifications. And we're going to also be talking about his newest venture called ClickMagnetDating.com. ClickMagnetDating.com. So on behalf of the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network, and Upfront and Straightforward listeners, give it up for Mr. Scott Valdez. What's happening, Scott?
Introduction.
I see in your bio that you were the president of the University of Georgia's roller hockey club. So that's where you basically play hockey, like on like rollerblades?
Yeah. It's we play like with pucks on like a plastic surface. But I started that in university, and we did it for 3 years, just playing different teams in the southeastern U.S.
So you played like other teams from other universities?
Yep, we played teams mainly from like South Carolina, Florida. I think University of Alabama had a team. There were some teams from other states, but it was like mainly like an SEC kind of league where it was like kind of the same as a lot of football teams.
That's very interesting. Because I think I've seen people play that version of hockey like on TV a couple of times, but Yeah, I didn't know it was that deep. So that's real cool. Now, what made you go towards? I mean, we all have, you know, dating relationships, of course, in our life, you know, on a personal level. But what made you, what series of events happened that made you want to go into, like, a business venture related to helping people's love life and sex life?
You know, it's a simple question with a pretty complex answer. But, you know, essentially what happened was is that I was, you know, in school I was always kind of, I wasn't timid with women, but I definitely was not good with women. And I met my girlfriend in college on Facebook, and she was by far the most attractive girl I'd met up until that time. And when Facebook came out,
Slow down. Okay, you met your college girlfriend on Facebook?
That's correct.
You are a baby, huh? You might be asking, how old are you?
27, about to be
28. Oh, yeah, 27, no wonder. I was going to be like, because see, when I was in college, man, Facebook wasn't even like a remote thought in Mark Zuckerberg's mind. So,
yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but that let me know that you were very young. Okay, so you met your college girlfriend on Facebook. Now,
right.
Was she in the same city or was she in a totally different city?
No, she was in the same city. She was from the same university. Actually, at that point in Facebook, I couldn't see anyone outside of my own university. This is when Facebook first came out at my school. You know, we had to have an EDU email address to get on it. So University of Georgia got introduced to Facebook. A lot of people joined. And as soon as I logged in, what I saw is, like, tons of hot chicks, you know? I was like, whoa, look at all these girls, all these profiles, attractive women. So literally within probably a week of getting my profile on Facebook, I started sending out messages to really hot chicks. And I just try to, like, find some kind of commonality, say something interesting, and then ask a question. And I did pretty well. Like, I met, like, a handful of girls from Facebook. I would exchange a few messages, go to move things to Instant Messenger, which is like AIM, which is so outdated now. I don't know if people still even use it. But then I started chatting with some of these girls, and I ended up meeting a handful of them, and ended up with a girl for 2 years in college. I met her, maybe not quite. I met her in my junior year in like December, and we were together for like a year, almost 2 years before I left. I took a job with a company and went to another city. So essentially narrowly escaped marriage there. Mm-hmm. Then I went to I moved to Argentina. I was there for like three quarters of the year working for an American company that had offices there.
Now how was that experience working in a whole, not only different country, but different continent?
Yeah, it was awesome, really. You know, it was, when I got there, Argentina was extremely cheap. You know, they had a crisis in 2001, and the currency was devalued as hell. So I got there at a really good time. You know, I wasn't U.S. salary, but I was pretty damn close. And, you know, it was well over six figures there. I was doing just living like a millionaire and right out of school, and had a really good time with it. And I was meeting women online there as well. And when I go back to the States, I took pretty frequent trips back to the States. I was lining up dates before I went there. But the problem was is that I started to move off of Facebook, because Facebook started to become a really inefficient way to meet people. I think as more and more people got on Facebook, more and more guys caught on to the fact that they could send hot chicks messages, and the more messages hot chicks got, the less chance you had of getting a response. They're just women, even women now still get bombarded with creepy messages. So it got to the point of like saturation. Facebook became a crappy place to meet girls at some point. And so I moved to online dating sites, and online dating sites are a completely different kind of vehicle for meeting women. The rules change, everything changes. And so I literally like sent probably like 40 messages and didn't get one response. So I finally figured out, I bought like basically I just like read everything I could online, online dating, learned it, and then I outsourced it to a guy that was like a writer online that I found. I was like really busy with work. I didn't want to deal with it. So I ended up paying some guy to like write, basically send emails for me. Like I had templates and things. I had him send them for me. And long story short, it was like, it went really well when I was having this guy write my messages for me. And I had people asking me like, hey, how are you doing this whole thing with your, essentially secretary is what he was. I didn't ever call him that, but well, how are you doing with this outsourcing online dating? And when they found out how well I was doing, they wanted to know how to outsource it themselves. So that's when I realized there was a lot of demand for a service, like I ended up launching. I started the service and I've been doing that pretty much. I've been doing that since 2009, pretty much without looking back.
Now, this is most interesting to me because I've never even heard the term outsourcing associated with anything to do with dating or online dating. So to recap, you had, because of your busy schedule, you had somebody else writing your online dating profile for you.
Well, my online dating profile.
Or they would write the messages to women for you?
Yeah, pretty much. Like basically what he would do is I had I had templates that I would use. And there were, some of the templates required like certain parts to be customized. So, you know, you'd have like a template that would say, you know, I had like questions is one example. I had questions that would be sent depending on what they said in the profile. I would ask different questions. So the message would be kind of the same. And then you would customize questions. So basically I had someone just going through and like looking at their profiles and figuring out how to use my messages to in a semi-customized way to women. And then once they responded, once they respond, you can't really use templates anymore. So once they responded, it was basically somebody else writing to me. Obviously, it is controversial in nature, but online dating is like, it gets so repetitive. Like you find yourself saying the same stuff over and over and over again. So at some point, we just like, you know, a computer could do this for me if they understood the kind of messages that I want to send and like what my responses are to different questions.
Interesting. Okay, so you started VDA in 2009, and over the next, let's say, 6, 12, 18 months, what was the response to virtual dating assistance from clients, customers, et cetera?
Well, we got a lot of media coverage. So it drew a lot of traffic to our website, and we got a lot of people contacting us. I mean, we had literally had a waiting list within 3 days of launching.
Really?
Actually, before we even like officially launched, we weren't. You know, it's a human driven service, so you know it's hard to grow really quickly. You know, you have to hire more employees to handle more clients. So yeah, initially we had a waiting list right off the bat. Literally, like the day we launched, we were already like building waiting lists. We got hit with clients pretty quickly because we got written up by TechCrunch, which is like a huge tech blog, and that article, VentureBeat, and VentureBeat's article went on the New York Times website, and it just kind of spiraled into like a lot of media coverage. And so initially, I mean, we had, you know, our clients did really well initially. We worked our asses off to get some great dates. And we've gotten a lot better since then. But our clients were really happy from the start. I remember one of our first clients was an Indian guy that just wanted to date white women. Pretty tall guy, really successful. Like he looked good on paper. Mm-hmm. But you know, cross-cultural dating is what it is more difficult. I mean, nobody can deny that. Like OkCupid even has stuff that's an online dating site. They have different response rates based on different races on their blog. I mean, it exists. So, but we killed it for him. Like we literally, like 2 or 3 weeks after he started, we set him up with 4 dates on the same exact afternoon, one after the other. It was like an hour and a half between them, but they were coffee dates at the same shopping mall or something. So we had a good start for our clients, and we've just improved since then. I mean, we've changed a lot since we started. You know, you learn just sending out messages for a lot of people and sending out a lot of same templates. If you're pretty systematic about it, it's like you're just constantly testing and seeing what works, you're seeing what doesn't, and you learn, you adjust, and you recalibrate, you create new stuff, test again, test.
Now, is your services specifically geared towards men only, or do you equally deal with men and women?
Well, you know, it's initially we were only servicing men, then we had a lot of women, like, why don't you want to work with women? So we opened it up for women, and we had a decent amount of women contacting us for a while. And, you know, over time, we just get a lot more interest from men, because men, you know, traditionally have to do a lot more work in dating. They have to be the ones to approach, and women seem to have more options. But we do have a lot of female clients, don't get me wrong, but I'd say 75% of our clients, depending on what it is, between 75 and 85% of our clients are men.
Okay, interesting. So you, this Indian guy who was looking just to date white women, from your services, you ended up, I guess, hooking him up with a lot of lovely, attractive Caucasian women?
Yeah, that's correct. It was like 2 weeks after he started. He was on four dates. It was way more successful than I expected in terms of our results with him. And he stayed on for a long time, and he ended up dropping the service for an Asian woman that he actually liked a lot. And we stayed in contact for a while. That he's still seeing her a lot, to my thoughts. I don't know what ever happened. I don't know if they took things to the next level or not. But he was definitely a successful client.
Okay, now, first, you were just doing a VDA. Now, when did you come up with the idea? Number one, when did you come up with the idea for a click magnet dating? And how is that uniquely different from what you were doing initially?
Well, essentially what click magnet dating is I had a lot of men contacting me for advice. And so it's a natural fit. Like, people want coaching, they want advice. You know, they want products. And so essentially what Click Magnet Dating is it's a product where we kind of, that encapsulates everything that we know about online dating. So we took everything that we know, specifically from the men's angle. We're going to develop soon a product for women, and then possibly a product for the gay market. We've had not a ton of gay clients, but we've had quite a few. And so what we did is we have this entire internal process for, like, okay, first we do this, second we do this, third we do this, and the way we communicate ourselves, everything is pretty standardized. So we took this process that we use for our own, you know, getting our own client dates, and we built it, you know, it essentially already was a system. And so we basically built it out into a more easy to follow system that men can use to get the same kind of results with women online that we get for our male clients, but obviously by doing it themselves.
Now, I saw this whole, like, looked like a whole DVD series. That's what Click Magnet is, like a kind of a DVD series of advice.
Click Magnet is it's mainly like written text. It does have audio trainings. We have like a membership program behind it, which is video content. So it's like, we just, right now we're just charging like $5 a month, $5 for the first month, and $37 afterwards. And that's like a DVD series, essentially. I mean, it's all video content. We have like templates that we give out and things. But the main content is written text. It's like 250 pages of written materials, and then got, you know, a few hours of audio.
Now, when you say written content, are you what you? Is this advice or templates for them, or both?
This is. There are some. You know, it's not so much templates as much as it is examples. You know, the problem with templates with online dating is if you give them out to a lot of people, they don't work. So it's hard for us to put like templates in a main product because a lot of guys will get their hands on it, and then a lot of guys send the same template, and then you start getting responses like, hey, weird, some dude already sent me the same message. So we have to be really careful about that.
Yeah,
that's the worst thing. And believe me, that's most of the online dating products out there that are popular. We tested them at the very beginning when we were first starting.
Mm-hmm.
I tested them, you know, on my own, but just in a very limited way. But once we started as a company, we started testing a lot wider kind of different materials and things. And so when we tested that, we literally just got we got like in one weekend, we sent out a bunch of messages. We got like three or four girls that wrote back like, hey, I've gotten these exact same messages before, like weird. And one of them actually pointed directly to like a pickup forum where she'd gone to Google and searched for the message and found somebody talking in a forum about that same message. So we're pretty careful about giving out templates. But the really the core of the text is, you know, advice. It's, you know, it teaches you how to, you know, construct a powerful profile, how to, you know, break the ice, you know, what to do when she responds, how to ask for the date, and then, you know, even go beyond that and talk about, you know, success on the first date online, and, you know, how to, you know, handle phone numbers and all that jazz.
Okay. Well, listeners, if you have a question or comment for my guest, the number to call into is 646-478-5710, 646-478-5710. Right now, I'm going to take another intermission break, but when I get back, I will have more questions for my guest, Mr. Scott Valdez, about clickmagnetdating.com. So right now, don't go anywhere. I'm going to let my guest get a swig of water, but I'll be right back in about 5 minutes or so. Don't go anywhere.
Mode one.
You're about to enter into the erotic zone with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, the king of verbal seduction. This is the Erotic Conversationalist.
This is Diana DeVoe, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the King of Verbal Seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
This is Layla Odom, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the King of Verbal Seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
This is Bella.
And this is Charlie.
And we're dancers from the legendary Score Strip Club in New York City. And you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the King of Verbal Seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
This is Alexandra Cunahakis, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the King of Verbal Seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
So I'm getting treated for my sex
with this is Nikki True, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the King of Verbal Seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
This is Ambrosia Cumming, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the King of Verbal Seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
This is Brandy L. Davis, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the King of Verbal Seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
Episodes of the Erotic Conversationalist are available as a downloadable MP3 file from www.mode1.com.
All right, I'm going to go with my next caller, area code 310. 310. You are now up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. What's your question or comment?
Hello?
I used to date lots of women, both in high school and in college and in medical school, and people used to always ask me, you're not the best-looking guy, you're not the richest guy out there, how are you getting all these women? And essentially, the answer is actually quite simple. It's essentially having the confidence and knowing what you want to do.
Oh, thank you, Master Allen.
Ooh, say that again.
Yes, Master Allen.
Ooh, say that again.
Yes, sir, Master Allen.
I like that.
Hey, buddy, thank you so much for having me. That is easily the nicest introduction that I've ever had.
Tuning in, it's nice to see you all again. So,
if you found this page, I'm guessing at least on some level you'd like more success.
Seducing sexy ladies. Here's the deal.
My name's Sasha. Hello, and I like women.
Hey, everybody! Hey, everybody!
This website has tons of resources to help you guys get that success that you want. It's all there for you. The articles, the videos, my blog with lots of adventures and tips, it's all there for you guys.
Let's make the magic happen.
If you're interested in some more intense training, take one of my boot camps. They are fucking good. I'll be honest with you guys. I'm doing boot camps all around the world, so I might be coming to your city.
I would love to come over there and teach you this stuff because it's awesome. And you learn how to meet tons of hot girls. If you're in London, this is the guy. He's going to take good care of you. He's really present in the moment. He's really good. He hooks up with tons of girls. Good teacher and just somebody you want to hang out with and learn from. Oh, so many names.
It's my first name and my first name.
Okay. Well, I will see you.
You will?
Ryan.
Ryan. Great dude.
Over the last few years, I've dedicated my life to getting good in a sort of fun and natural way of meeting women in the daytime.
What are you doing, actually, in your free time? What's your goal?
I meet beautiful girls on the street. You know, chap girls on the street. Sound test? Sound test 1, 2, 3, 4. Sexy man. Hi. Can I get a little fist action? We're filming. It's going to a little fist. Just come on. You know you want to. You know you want to fist me right now. Boom shakalaka.
Yeah, check out the bootcamp page if you're interested in that.
I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it's useful to you. So please.
Sasha@sashapway.com. Thanks for coming to the site and...
Stop being a fucking... Just... What? I mean, come on, people. She's there in front of you. That's the only indicator of interest you need. She's there. You're there. Go for it.
Please pay a visit to www.sashapua.com.
Single, lonely, confused, join me. I invite you to listen to the most informative and entertaining talk radio show on the internet for single men and single women looking to enhance their social lives, love lives, and or sex lives. Get on the phone right now and tell one or two of your single friends to listen to Upfront and Straightforward with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. on the West Coast, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network.
Return to my interview with dating and relationships entrepreneur Scott Valdez on Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry right here on Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network. Welcome back to another episode of Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. Tonight I'm speaking with an up-and-coming entrepreneur who co-founded a company called Virtual Dating Assistance And what he does is he allows men who have very busy, active lives to kind of outsource their online dating objectives to his company, and they provide him with assistance and basically ultimately help match him up with the type of women, the quality of women that he wants to meet up with. His name is Scott Valdez. And I think first of all, let me give anybody new in my chat room. I see Don Calypso. Don Calypso's in my chat room. And everybody else I've already given a shout out to. Aaron 2213, Apple Capital Group, Brown Man 77, Diva 362636, Global Professional, Mystical, Sweetened Friends, and a few guests. And I see in my phone queue, I think my good buddy from Seattle might have a question or comment. Area code 253, is this EVP3? EVP3, 253, you there? I guess not.
This is me.
Okay, now I hear you. I saw you in the phone queue, and it looked like you had pressed 1 to ask a question. Did you want to ask a question or make a comment, or are you just listening?
Oh, no, I was just listening and enjoying the show. So just giving a shout-out to and waiting for the special Mode 1 pause. Oh, and, you know, if you can just kind of put out some kind of special verbal Mode 1 certificate that Seattle gets a chance to get Peyton Manning, we greatly appreciate that.
Man, I tell you, man, EVP, I don't know, man. I can't picture Manning in any other uniform other than a Colt uniform. But I heard just on the radio this morning that Seattle was one of his suitors. They said there's at least 8 teams that are interested in and really pursuing him. And, I heard Seattle was one, Arizona, Miami, Denver, New York Jets. Okay, there's 3 missing. I don't know who the other 3 are. San Francisco, I heard, will go after him. And then there was at least 2 other teams I heard might go after. But anyway, it should be interesting how that plays out.
You know, well, our owner is the wealthiest owner in the NFL. So, you know, I'm just hoping that he can spread some of that around, you know. Maybe we can get him out here. And it'll be tough. It'll be tough even for me to see him outside of a Colts uniform. But I'm kind of getting with the picture of seeing him with that bird, with that Seattle bird.
I know you are. I know you are. All right, EVP3. Good to hear from you. That is my buddy, EVP3, calling in from Seattle. Now, Scott, would you say the stigma associated with online dating has been significantly diminished, if not eliminated nowadays? Or do you still think people feel weird about online dating compared to, you know, just in-person dating?
You know, the stigma is pretty much gone. It's not gone. I mean, some people, you know, in the media are saying it's gone. It's not. The stigma is most notable with the young people, like the really young people. You know, the college students right now, they're still like, ooh, online dating, like, I never do that, you know? But, you know, your 30-something plus demographic, it's like online dating is just normal now. I mean, everybody knows like a handful of people that have met their girlfriends or spouses or, you know, that developed serious relationships from the internet. So I think, you know, it's pretty much gone. I wouldn't even say it's gone for anyone, but it's pretty much diminished for most of, you know, the people that are dating age, but the really young people, it still exists.
Now, I know you said you met your college girlfriend on Facebook. How would you kind of, evaluate social networking versus, say, the paid for? Because, like, my last serious girlfriend, I actually met on Facebook. And it ended up being an interesting blessing and curse at the same time. I'm not going to go into too many details of that. But yeah, it was, but, you know, I did tell some people in one of my episodes at the time I was dating her, I said, I felt like social networking sites kind of have at least one edge over, you know, online matchmaking services such as like a Match.com, because on those sites you can kind of embellish or exaggerate a little bit. You can, you know, say for example, you could put a picture of yourself next to a Ferrari and a mansion, and no woman might not necessarily know, you know, if that's really what you've achieved or accomplished. Whereas on Facebook, you have so many friends, you can't get away with that type of stuff, because people be like, Alan, you know good and well you don't own a Ferrari. So I tend to, like, you could say almost trust women who they say they are on Facebook, even though, you know, you can still, I guess, play the role to a degree. But anyway, what's kind of your general thoughts about paid-for sites like an eHarmony, Match.com, versus meet somebody on Facebook or Twitter or that type of thing?
You know, the thing is like, Facebook's just really hard right now. I mean, I'm, you know, quote-unquote, a online, you know, relationship expert, really an online dating expert, but I know Facebook really well. Facebook's tough. Like, unless you know, you know, unless you have friends in common, I'm going to go ahead and assume that you didn't completely randomly message your last girlfriend. You had some a friend in common or something like that.
Yeah, well, honestly, we didn't have that many friends, but yeah, we had a handful of friends in common.
Yeah, there you go. So, like, you know, the beauty about online dating is you've got this huge, huge database of people to contact. With Facebook, you can do it, but it's hard to contact anyone. And now with, like, Facebook, you can't even really do, like, advanced searches like you could at one point, where you can kind of, like, just do searches of their database. They've, you know, Facebook is all, it's really all about privacy. So, like, these days, like, it's really hard to use Facebook to meet girls that are too far outside of your social circle. You can use it to meet girls that are, like, already friends with your friends, and you say, oh, hey, you know this person too, or a random chick adds you on Facebook, and, you know, you say, hey, you know, I don't usually accept people that I don't know as friends, but, like, you know, tell me more about yourself, maybe we can be friends. Something stupid like that. You can, and I still do meet girls on Facebook, but the fact of the matter is the online dating sites have very deep databases. So, like, you can, I mean, if you're in a big city, you just got tons of chicks, and you can do crazy filtering. You know, you can search not only by age, but by religion, by body type, you know, by ethnicity. You know, you want to meet a busty Brazilian girl, you can search for that. Like, you can narrow it down real quick. Search for girls that speak Portuguese, and then, you know, search for, you know, they've got, like, different classifications, like body types that basically are the same as busty, depending on the site. They use certain terminology. But depending on what you want, you can find it all real quick online. You can't do that on Facebook. Now, Facebook, I'm not saying that it's not a great place to meet women. In terms of, like, free versus paid, you know, there are a lot of online dating sites that are decent. Well, not a lot, actually. Take that back. There are a couple online dating sites that are decent that are completely free. The best one is OkCupid. You know, a lot of people use Plenty of Fish. I don't think it's a terrible site. It tends to bring in lower quality women in general. You know, you can find.
Tell us how you really feel,
women.
Scott.
Well, yeah. You know, you can find decent women on Plenty of Fish, but it tends to be kind of low quality. OkCupid, like, you can find, like, really hot chicks on OkCupid. And, you know, you've got all the searching capabilities of Match.com. And it's completely free. So I mean, you know, I'm not anti-Facebook. I still meet chicks on Facebook all the time, but I can do serious damage on an online dating site. Knowing what I know, I'm like, you know, if you know what you're doing on an online dating site, you start sending out tons of template emails, and you just basically blast, like, just spam, like, tons of hot chicks, and you're in a big city, like, you can just do ridiculous things. Like, you can have a date every single day of the week if you really know what you're doing. And so, you know, I just think that the, you know, Facebook is an still can be an awesome place to meet women, but it's, you know, it's fairly limited now as to, like, the amount of how deep you can get with it. You know what I mean?
Okay. So give me at least, I guess without sharing, you already told me about the Indian guy, but give me at least one more what you would call success story of a guy who was just having his profile ignored. He wasn't connected with anybody. And then he invested in your services, and now he's just got, like, you know, women just writing him left and right.
You know, we've got a lot of those. But, you know, let me tell you about a black client we had in Atlanta. He was, okay, this guy is, like, obviously has a lot of good things going on, period. I mean, he's clearly pretty successful. I mean, he was, on paper, he was very dateable, you know? He wanted to date women of all cultures. Like, he, you know, he wanted to date black women, but I think he was a little bit more interested in dating, you know, like, kind of multicultural dating. He liked white women, he liked Asian women. He was open to anything, really. But the problem was, is he, his profile sucked. His pictures were poor at best. And, you know, that we saw some of the messages he sent, and they were mediocre. There's only three main elements of an online dating, meeting women online. It's your profile, it's what you say in your messages, and it's the way your photos look. All that matters.
What was the third one you said?
The way, so it's your messages, your profile, so your profile, your photos, and then your messages.
Okay.
So there's only three real elements of online dating. You know, we fixed his profile, we fixed his messages, and, you know, we were able to get him a couple dates, but it really wasn't the kind of results that he wanted. Like, he wanted, you know, he wasn't looking for anything serious. He wasn't, like, a complete player either, but, you know, he was looking for more, you know, he was looking to meet a lot of girls. So what we did is we set him up with a professional photographer, met him out. You know, it's not cheap, but, you know, professional photographer was, like, $200, like, kind of an investment. And we ended up getting him, like, way better pictures. We ran them through a program called My Best Face. It's by OkCupid. If you're online dating, it's an awesome tool for kind of figuring out which are your most attractive photos and kind of weeding out the duds, the shitty photos that you have, if you like, the bad photos that you have. So you just weed, you know, you basically narrow in on the good ones, weed out the bad ones. OkCupid's My Best Face. So OkCupid.com/My Best Face. And we did that for him. Like, we really narrowed it down to his best photos. After he got the professional photo shoot. And literally 2 months later, this dude is calling us up. Well, no, not even 2 months, sorry. This is 4 weeks later. He's calling us up and being like, guys, like, please stop sending emails. I can't deal with this anymore. I've got, like, 15 numbers in my phone. I've got, like, literally girls calling me. Like, I can't even keep track of who is who. He's spitting out different usernames, like Sarah437. I just met her last night. And he's like, seriously, this is what I wanted, but it's too much. I got to take a break. And so I actually haven't, this is only like 2 or 3 months ago, but we haven't heard from the dude since then, because he's just been on so many dates with, you know, women of all culture. I mean, literally, you know, I've seen some of the women, the account manager sent me some photos or some other links to the profile. He's got hot blonde girls. He's got ridiculously hot black girls. He's got beautiful Asian girls. He's got the whole spectrum covered. And he's, you know, absolutely killing it. And there's no better way to get good with women than to meet a lot of them and go on a ton of dates. You know, I'm the best testament for that because I didn't suck with girls. I wasn't good at all. And when you start dealing with quantity and you just start going on tons and tons and tons of dates, like, you get this stuff down. Like, you know what to say on a first date that is, like, almost guaranteed to make her laugh. Like, you have, like, these certain lines that you use almost on every date. It's kind of like a routine, but it's natural because it's not something you read in a book. It's something that you yourself discovered. And so I think that's kind of, like, what he's going through right now is, you know, when you're talking to 15 chicks at the same time, like, you're obviously going on a lot of dates. You're going on second dates, third dates, and you're getting the dating stuff down, especially the real, like, dates rather than the pickup, like a lot of the dating coaches will teach you.
Okay. Are you familiar with my book, Mold One?
You know,
Let Women Know What You're Really Thinking?
I've read about it, but I haven't read it.
Okay, well, what I do usually on my show is I have my guests take the O's and mold and stretch them out until you give me a nice mold one. So, Scott, let me hear your most enthusiastic mold one.
What does this mean exactly? What's my
mold one represents confident, upfront, straightforward honesty.
Okay.
So hopefully you're encouraging your clients to be upfront and straightforwardly honest about what their desires, interests, and intentions are as it relates to dating and relationships.
Yeah, no, for sure, man. You know, like my philosophy is that the more options you have, like, the more direct you can be. And what we do is we make sure that our clients have lots of options. Once you know, directness for me is about confidence, you know. Not any guy can walk up to a chick and tell her exactly what he thinks. And it takes a guy that has options, and part of having options is confidence, you know. And it they work in both directions. Options, confidence, confidence builds options, right?
Yeah, that's a large part of what my books are about, is actually what you're talking about. Matter of fact, just next week, I'm going to go to Vegas for a conference called the Direct Approach Dating Summit. And that's basically the theme of the conference, is teaching men how to be more direct. And so, yeah, that's what I'm all about. But, yeah, I want to hear Scott say,
Mode One.
Alan Roger Curry.
You're upfront and straightforward.
Alan Roger Curry.
Mode One.
843. You are upfront and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. I think I know who this is, but who is this?
Mold freaking one. T. Smitty, what's going on?
What's up, T. Smitty? T. Smitty is starting to be just a regular call-in listener of mine. My listeners should be very familiar with T. Smitty by now. What's your question or comment for tonight's discussion?
Yeah, you know, my schedule's starting to line up now, so I say I'll listen in, you know, but I got a question and a comment.
Okay.
All right. First, with the comment, cause I feel like that now with the whole online, I feel like it's online meeting, you know, because all you're doing is meeting people. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that now, like the gentleman was saying, a lot of these people are like into their careers. Many people have children. Many probably trying to go back to school. They don't, and plus gas is like $4 something a gallon. Who really has time and the finances to keep riding to these spots and spending money hoping to meet somebody? I just feel like that. And plus, many Americans are so more mobile now, because a lot of them are traveling for their jobs and stuff a lot now. So I feel that's a good way to meet people. But the question I have is, you know, does it, like, I was telling a friend of mine, doesn't really matter how the guy looks. It's pretty much about what he says. Because I know men judge women by looks, but I just feel like doesn't really matter how he looks, as long as he takes decent pictures, or is it merely about what he says that really gets him?
Scott, what's your thoughts?
You know, this is the thing, is that women are not visual creatures like men are. I mean, like you've already basically said it, women, you know, men are highly, highly visual. Like with our male clients, we're with men and women. With our male clients, it's like 95% like what she looks like. That's the reality. With female clients, I take that down to like 75%. Like the way you look is like what kind of gets you in the door. Like women, they have like a minimum bar, which is much lower than men's minimum bar. And then once you get past that, it's like the way that you can describe yourself, the way that you can communicate with women, everything else. So the minimum bar is much lower. I mean, you can, I mean, believe me, you can even get down lower than that if you are really good at communicating with women. So women do care, but it's like one of those things where it's like they, it's something they look at, but it's just a part of a much bigger equation than it is.
Okay. Well, you know what? Both of you all, I'm going to play devil's advocate and say that, well, this is going just by one particular survey, but I talked about this on an episode about 2 or 3 years ago, about, I want to say about 3 years ago. They did a survey, Match.com actually did a survey, because, you know, the belief, of course, was what Scott just said, that men, we probably put, you know, 2 to 3 times more emphasis on looks, but they found that a lot of women do put emphasis on men's looks. Matter of fact, in some respects, more than men. Now, the only difference is they didn't put as much emphasis on facial looks as men. But from the neck on down, according to this survey, the women did put just as much emphasis on a man's looks. Now, I know from my own feedback, and I've done a couple of like my own surveys, what women have emphasized when it comes to physical appearance is grooming. A lot of women said they put a high emphasis on a man's, you know, grooming, which is to be distinguished from just his, you know, basic level of physical attractiveness. But yeah, a lot of women say they don't like guys who just look like, say, for example, sloppy dressing, look like he ain't had a haircut in 3 months, you know, bad teeth, that type of thing. So they do look at, you know, grooming, and they put a lot of emphasis on hygiene, but not so much, you know, the symmetry, say, of a guy's face or whatever. But yeah, I would generally agree, though, that men are much more visual than women are. Any other questions or comments, T-Smitty?
Okay. Actually,
or should I call you
mind.
Phil Bixby?
Hey, yeah. That line
my listeners
works
from
time.
Last week will get that joke. Go ahead, T.
Yeah. Hey, that line works every time. But, you know, but like, two things real quick. One, when I looked at, like, the dating sites, it seems like a lot of women have chips on their shoulders when they say, well, if you're not this or that, go ahead and click the X. I'm not tired of games. I'm like, who wants to talk to her? But also with Facebook, to me, the reason I don't try to put a lot of chicks on Facebook, because these chicks could put up a picture on rollers, on fuzzy slippers, the mud mask on their face, and every dude be like, oh, you sexy, baby. Oh, you pretty. And they get inboxed like a million times a day, you know. And yeah. I believe that just kind of messes a lot of things up.
Yeah. You know, okay, the first thing is that online dating sites and Facebook are both kind of ego strokes for women. Like, they love getting tons of messages from dudes telling how beautiful they are. They like it. You know, not all women. A lot of women, especially on dating sites, they get tired of it. But in general, like, girls on Facebook, like, they, you know, they're getting this constant. So the more guys that are telling a chick how beautiful she is, the more difficult it is for you to, like, get through the girl. You know, she's already getting tons of messages from creepy dudes. Like, you're automatically put in the creep category as soon as you email her. That's part of the problem with Facebook. Like, when you email a chick, you're automatically a creep until you prove yourself innocent. You know what I mean? Like, you're, by emailing a random chick on Facebook, you're a creep. If you can prove yourself innocent, which is definitely possible, you know, I do it. You know, Alan obviously did it if you met one of his girlfriends online. You can get around it, but that's the problem with so many other dudes telling these girls how beautiful they are. They're kind of ruining it for everybody. On online dating sites, it's not as common, but in terms of percentages at least, but the girls are getting so many emails on these sites, they just get bombarded. So it's not the easiest place to meet girls because you have to actually know exactly what to say. And that takes like a lot of experience and kind of learning from somebody that knows, that already had the experience. But learning that from scratch is like, it takes time. Like, you've got a million things you could say to a chick, but there's only, you know, there are only a, you know, 100 things that you can say that actually are going to make it attractive to you.
Okay. All right. That's all I have, man. But thanks for taking my call, Alan. Thanks for answering my question. And,
yeah,
I hope you get a military discount for your services, too.
Hey, you know we can. You know we can.
I know I'm messing with you, but hey, appreciate the time, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, T. Smitty, for calling in. And I'm going to take one more intermission break, and then I'll be back with a couple more questions for Scott Valdez. If you have a question or comment for my guest, please call in 646-478-5710. Well, wait a minute. It looks like I have an international call that starts with 063. Who's this? 063 International. Who's this? I guess they got shy. Going once. Going twice. All right. Nobody's there. I will be right back after this intermission break in about 4 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, I'm Dangerously. And you may have read my short story, Till Death Do Us Part, in the New York Times best-selling anthology, Succulent, Chocolate Flavor 2, presented by Zane. Well, things get even hotter between the pages of Keep Your Panties Up and Your Skirt Down. Check it out at PantiesUpSkirtDown.com. And remember, keep it dangerous.
What's up, folks? This is Alan Roger Curry of Upfront and Straightforward and Mode 1 fame. And if you're a music lover, I urge you to listen to Madison Media Radio. It's not just music, but it is music with a purpose. Right here on the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network.
Mode 1.
Do you think that guys, to one degree or another, have to play the role of the bad boy to attract women, or they just need to remain who they are and just, you know, be patient?
No, they need to combine their game. They need to go in with an attitude that I'm going to be a gentleman, but I'm also letting you know that I'm attracted to you. You know, I want to kiss you. I want to hold you. I want to, you know, I want to take you out. I want to date you. You know, if you think I want to get in your pants, you're probably right. But at the same time, I like you. I like you. I want to see you.
You know, there's more single women than married women in the United States.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's only 51%. Yeah.
There's more what?
Okay. There's more single women than married women in the United States right now. First time ever in history. I mindsets is correct. Somewhere there's a woman that's balanced, that's God-focused, that's, you know, she gives because she wants to give, not because she's trying to hook somebody with her giving, but she values herself. She recognizes her good qualities, acknowledges her bad qualities, and this is the person that's balanced and ready to be in a healthy relationship.
Just so the listeners know, there's a letter in my first book, Letters to a Young Brother, Manifest Your Destiny. It's called Finding Your Swagger. In fact, it's so funny. I just got a letter from a young brother that he read my book, and it's changed his life. And he also put it in, he said, and you know what? I found my swagger, and now all the girls like me like you said they would. I was so tickled by that, yeah.
Oh, man, you got to love it.
Single, lonely, confused, join me. I invite you to listen to the most informative and entertaining talk radio show on the internet for single men and single women looking to enhance their social lives, love lives, and or sex lives. Get on the phone right now and tell one or two of your single friends to listen to Upfront and Straightforward with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. on the West Coast, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network.
Return to my interview with dating and relationships entrepreneur Scott Valdez on Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry right here on Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network. Welcome back to the last few minutes of this episode of Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. We've been speaking with an up-and-coming entrepreneur in the online dating industry who has a company, Virtual Dating Assistance, LLC, where he invites single men to outsource their online dating activities to his company, where they help men, and in some cases women too, enhance the content of their profile, enhance their photos and how they present themselves to potential companions, as well as handles all their messaging. And his name is Scott Valdez. Do you currently have any I don't know, specials going on for new clients, and anything coming up of special interest, like maybe, I don't know, some kind of workshop or anything like that? Wait, Scott, if you start talking, I'm not hearing you right now, so I'm having, and we're having momentary technical difficulties. So if I can, okay, now I think I got you straight, so pretend as though I just asked you that question and start answering it again.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Excellent. You know, we don't really have any specials. You know, for anybody that's listening right now, we can give you 20% off the first month. You know, usually we don't do that, but, you know, you threw it at me, so I feel like I got to put it back out there.
Okay, so if you're listening to Upfront and Straightforward right now, tell Scott or one of his colleagues that you heard about him and his company from Upfront and Straightforward, and you're going to get a 20% discount. What do you think about that, listeners? So all you single men, write that down, and even some of you single women too, even though, you know, only a small percentage of his clients are women, but 20% off if you pursue
his services with virtual dating assistants and or clickmagnetdating.com. Have you ever had any close friends or family members that were just totally adverse to the whole concept? I know some older people, they just don't get it. Have you ever had any people like, I don't know, like an aunt or something say, oh, that online dating just seems, what the heck is that?
The online dating in general or to like the services that I provide?
Say that again?
Do you mean to online dating in general or like the, my services?
More so in general, more so than your specific services.
You know, my parents still think that they still don't really understand what online dating is. Like, I have a company that does it, and they really don't understand what online dating is. It's kind of amazing. You know, I've had, you know, a lot of people, especially traveling outside the States, and the States is, like, really common now, but you tell somebody, like, and I travel a lot. Right now I'm actually traveling. I'm in Colombia, but you tell somebody, hey, you know, I have an online dating company. And they're like, oh, online dating, like, what? Is that? It's like they don't even get it. And when you tell them really what it is that they still have the level of stigma that was in the States like probably 5 or 10 years ago when everybody says, and you know, in response to I do online dating, is the response is like, well, why can't you just meet people in person, like a real person? Like, we meet people in person. But you know, obviously, like, that's getting outdated. But I still do get it a decent amount, especially traveling outside the States. And I do get it in the States quite a decent amount as well. But, you know, in some countries where online dating has picked up like it has in the States, it's obviously a way more common response. Like, you can't meet people in person, like, what's wrong with you?
So, wait a minute, Scott. You said right now, as you're speaking to me, you're in Colombia?
Yes, sir. I am in Medellin, Colombia.
Wow. I did not know that. That's interesting. You are a traveling man.
Yeah. I move around a bit. I was, you know, living in Argentina for a while before this. And I've been here, and I go back to the States often. In these, you know, I'll be in back to the States like 4 times in 4 months as of next month. I'm back already 3 times in the last 3 months. But I travel a lot. I'm living right now in Colombia, which is, believe it or not, an awesome online dating scene if you speak Spanish. I happened to learn Spanish in Argentina, and so I've got this crazy, crazy online dating scene here, and it's been going well for me.
So you motivate me because I told somebody I got to learn. Well, I know a little bit of Spanish, but I want to learn it more fluidly, and I also want to learn Portuguese because of my books, Mode 1, and I got 2 other books, I have fans now in like 15, 20 different countries. And I've been just recently invited to come down to Brazil. I've been invited, matter of fact, to come down to Colombia. But I don't want to come down there and do a speaking presentation and have to use a translator. I want to be able to speak the language myself and understand. But I heard the women in South America are just like off the chain beautiful.
They're amazing, you know. I've actually got one waiting for me right now in my bedroom. She's already left one. She left the apartment while we were talking earlier, and she came back. Now she's waiting very impatiently.
Well, real quickly before I let you go, tell my listening audience, remind them where they can find you and your services on the World Wide Web.
Yeah, sure. So the services you can find, you know, if you want to outsource your online dating, you want us to write your profile, you want us to, you know, to do any of the like the messaging, any of that stuff, we've got an array of services on virtualdatingassistance.com. That's virtualdatingassistance.com. And then if you want to learn how to meet women online yourself, you can learn more about the product that I have, it's at clickmagnetdating.com. So it's just like Chick Magnet, but it's with an L after the C. So it's clickmagnetdating.com. You can find out a ton about how to, you know, we've got a video there that even teaches you some of our secrets to meeting women online. So you can learn a ton about kind of learning how to meet chicks, especially on online dating sites like OkCupid and Match.com.
Okay, great. Well, it was enjoyable conversing with you, Scott. Continue success with all your products and services, and have fun in Colombia with your lady friend. Listeners, remember, next week I will not be on live because I will be traveling to Vegas, but I will be back on the air live 2 weeks from tonight. And we'll be talking about the, you know, that unfortunate topic of divorce. Nobody likes to go through a divorce. This gentleman sponsors an event called the Divorce Expo, and that's what I'm going to be talking about 2 weeks from now. So until then, and I will, of course, give you a full report on what happened at the Direct Dating Summit. So kudos to all my chat room listeners. I saw Black Man USA join us later in the conversation. What's up, Black Man USA? Join me 2 weeks from tonight. Until then, take care. Have a good one. Safe and enjoyable weekend.